WJR 2C2 Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from Forbidden Ninja.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Hicksman from KMagins.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Yeah, and I mixed up my love word. Aren't you glad you can escape? A little Urban Radio coming at you here in just a minute. Welcome to another episode of Urban Radio right here. TG, glad you could tune into the show today as we expect to have what we have every week, a great time. It's Oswald with you here. Glad you could tune in. Tell your friends we are on live and may as well get this out in the first place. A little trivia coming up a little bit later on here. That's right, trivia. I know I've talked about it for a few weeks now, but this is the week that we actually go round one of the trivia. So for all you Ken Jennings fans out there, we want to see who is the Urban Trivia. I'll explain how that works here just a little bit later. But to be eligible to play, you're going to have to be an ETG. And like I said, a couple more things on that a little bit later on. Next week, actually, you know, let me just go with the trivia. This week, we're going to ask 10 questions. We're going to take the top two gamers, top two listeners with the highest score. So if you want to play Pound Urban Tear right now, ETG, we'll take the top two listeners who score the most correct answers this week and the top two next week. It's going to be a three-week thing here. It's not going to be 50 questions of trivia all today because this is probably going to be one big snafu. I can already see it coming. I couldn't think of any easy way to do it, but we're going to go question by question. That's the only reason we have 10 questions. Plus, I'm on a time schedule here. I got to get done inside of 2 hours. I got a football game to watch. So, anyway. I may as well put this down. If you're in SID, you can't play. Sorry, Blade27. Anybody else who's tuned in, you can't play. And we already have our first comedian, Ken Jennings of the Clan Band, as we see Squad Leader changing his name there. So, 10 questions this week. Top two listeners. 10 questions. We take the top two. Four will then compete in the final round 2 weeks from today. So if you don't plan to be around in a week or two, then I suggest you don't compete. We have the Urban Radio server up and running. It is sponsored by Act of War once again. This time, Wolf's Eye has brought a custom America. So we figured we'd help promote the server this week right here on Urban Radio. If you want to go inside the game, Check it out now on the Urban Radio page at urbanterror.net. Just click on Urban Radio to the right side there. During last week's show, I know we promised an update on the ETUT diary, but fortunately, due to my my hectic schedule at work and the fact that I now work for 10% less, seeing as they cut our pay for the third year in a row, I was unable to update the page. Didn't have too much desire to update anything, seeing as our pay was just cut again. But fret not, we will have a new diary entry either late tonight or sometime tomorrow. And if you missed last week's show, then you missed a great discussion with a few of the development team members. We had an open roundtable discussion. Many questions that I had just come up with that I thought might interest those listeners in the community. Also took some questions from Pierre and throughout the Urban Terror community. You can go back and listen to that roundtable by going to the sixthfloor.com. This week's show, courtesy of File Planet, and actually activewar.de has it up, but I did not get to add that link. But you can go to activewar.de, and I'm sure Wolfseye has a quick link for you there. And you can download it from Active War. In this week's Urban Terror Talking Point, we look at the EULA. You say, what's that? Well, that stands for End of the Agreement. And that's actually the README or the small print many gamers fail to read that surrounds the usage of, in our context, Quake 3 Arena. Silicon Ice Development develops Urban Terror around the basis of the EULA. We must abide by what is contained in this document, which states, it grants to you the non-exclusive and limited right to create for the software your own modifications, which shall operate only with the software granted in this agreement, including without limitations all rights to id's trademarks. When discussing packaging and all-in-one download for the community, the EULA does come into play. Why, you ask? Because some of what you think might be legal is unlawful based on how the EULA reads, such as you are permitted to distribute without any cost or charge the new creations to other end users so long as distribution is not as illegal or unlawful. You got to love all the legal terminology here. I'm sure you guys just dig all that. So basically, all the files you include must be able to be redistributed based on their accompanying end user licensing agreements. Many gamers think we're sticklers for the rules, but based on community involvement, why should we have to bend the rules for the good of the mod? There is already talk swirling from the communities about an all-in-one distribution pack that's going to be created that includes all the necessary files, including patches, for Enemy Territory and ETUT, and it's going to be offered to the community. Well, digging through the ET EULA, Section 4 is titled Permitted Distribution and Copying. About halfway through that section, it says you shall not distribute the software bundled, co-packaged, or together with any material. So based on that, SID will not only be releasing files that we've created for UT, we will not create or support an all-in-one package or installer. And we ask that you, the gamers, respect all EULAs, and not create unlawful software packages just to make distribution easier. With that said, we step back for our first break, and when we come back, we'll check out the Urban Radio Server of the Week, once again sponsored by ActOfWar.de. It's Oswald right here, Radio ITG. We'll be right back.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live esports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to,
games.
So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Get him out of here!
This is Radio ITG.
The flatuating fat chicks, get him out of here. Welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald right here. Radio ITG. Yeah, like I said, I didn't figure many of you would understand the EULA. As somebody said, everyone's useless language agreement, and you know, Hitman, that's probably the case with most gamers out there. They really don't give a crap what they do with their software. But you know, that's cool. We just ask of our community not to distribute any files that shouldn't be distributed. Plain, simple, to the point. This week, Urban Radio Server provided by Wolfsci at activewar.de. Last week, Wolfsci provided a custom European server. This week, it's back across the pond in North America, where he now sponsors a custom game server in the United States. It's actually an East Coast server in New Jersey. It's called Planet AOW Custom Maps Center USA, powered by VTNetworks.net. The IP, if you want to hop in right now, 66.246.72.134, port 27964. One more time, 66.246.72.134, 27964. That is the server IP for the Urban Radio server of the week. If you'd like to hop in now, it is located in New Jersey. Everybody should have a pretty good ping to it. Friendly fire is on. We are playing CTF, I believe, set to 10 caps or 20 minutes. Max clients right now set to 20. Map rotation, somewhat unique. It considers consists of Reveille, or Revile, excuse me. Poseidon, Village 2-3, Horror, Big Sandy, Centro, Drug Lord URT-3, which is playing right now, Crossing 3-0, Demolition, Contrada, Superman B-3, Laneway 2, and Forest. So feel free to hop on the server right now as I check out the IP address once more. I did get a couple complaints that the stream was bouncing around here, so I dropped off the server. But we will check in a little bit later on here in the show on the Urban Radio server of the week. From the Urban Terra Mailbag this week, we do have two upcoming contests of which all can participate. And, of course, if you're not a level designer, then you might be challenged by creating a new level for Urban Terra. First up, though, it's a contest literally for anyone. It's a wall-jumping contest for Urban Terra 3-7, sponsored once again by Wolfsci at Act of War. It'll take place, actually, the weekend this map's going to be played is going to be January 15th and 16th. That is next weekend on the AOW server, which will be running in FFA mode. You don't actually have to be on the server to submit your jump. The level you must use is UT Powerline V3A. And that, again, is available over on activewar.de. It's one of the largest levels created for Urban Terra with many creative and incredible wall-jumping opportunities, and the contest will actually run through the end of the month. Some of the other rules, a demo is going to have to be between 8 and 10 minutes, and it cannot exceed 200 megabytes. Winner is going to receive a free 12-slot Urban Terra public server. More information shortly from Wolfsci. As for the mapping contest, we will have some information on this tomorrow on the website. I believe he's got some up on his website. It's going to begin February 1st. It's going to last for 4 months, which is obviously going to make it in June 1, 2005. There are going to be themes to it. There's, I believe, 10 themes he's got listed here. So the first 10 mappers in are going to select from those themes, and only one mapper can have one theme. So, for example, there's an industry complex. So if Mapper A sends his request for a map in too late, the industry complex may be taken. So there's 10 items here: a shopping promenade, a monastery, a castle with a nighttime environment, military facility, Niagara Falls, an industry complex or industrial complex, airport, rainforest, harbor, and a Wild West town. Those are the 10 themes. So each mapper is going to have to take a different theme. Two mappers cannot do the same kind of theme. Game types, basically map for the quality game types out there, more popular ones: Capture the Flag, Team Survivor, or Bomb Mode. It's nice to have Follow the Leader and Capture and Hold, but sometimes a map is not conducive to that, so don't worry about that. I also wanted some people to judge the maps. I have a nice little PDF file here, and I'm sure Wolfsci as well has it over on his site. Updates should be sent the first of the month to Wolfsci via email to make sure that each mapper is updating, working on the map. And a mapper that does forget his update will be given 4 days leniency. After that, mapper is out of the contest, and also is the theme. So that should be a good time. I know the UT Map Depot had a pretty decent map contest from what I heard. Some good maps are that I see popping up in and around the community. Poseidon, for example, is one of those maps that was, I believe, the winner of the map contest. As I said, and I keep getting messages here, Urban Trivia coming up here in just a few minutes. I got a few other things I want to get through, though, before we start. And actually, you guys are going to be waiting quite a while because it's probably the last thing we're going to do here. So if you want to play, you're going to have to stick around through my ranting here. Sorry, but that is the way it goes. I'm not going to give out all the good stuff right up front because then you all tune me out. I mean, come on now. You think I am stupid? Actually, don't answer that because you probably do think I'm stupid. But anyways, in our Urban Terror Top 5 segment, we count down the top 5 Urban Terror items from the last week. Quite a bit has happened to start off 2005. Here are the top 5 items this week that I came up with. Number 5, the asshat with the signature file that reads, Oswald wrote, it won't be an option. That's right. I think it says it all. Just because we shoot down an idea doesn't mean we need your request to be an option. Number 4, community involvement. There's been criticism that due to the size of the community, there's very little community activity, but I don't think that's the case. In fact, it's never really been the case. Even with Urban Terror 1.27, we had a very small, very tight-knit community, many quality people, some great servers, and some solid gaming. So size is relative. Our community continues to thrive, and we continue to support our mod as you guys continue to support Urban Terror. Number 3, the Urban Terror forums celebrate 1 year thanks to Ghost and AGBD. It's the giant black dude. Urban Terror forums have been hosted both from them here in the past year. While we've gone through a few challenging times, they have managed to hold the forums together, and we thank them for that. Number 2, the Active War U.S. game server. I just touched on that here a little bit ago. Wolfenstein finally has a custom server up and running here in the USA. In fact, we like it so much that we did make it the server of the week for the Urban Radio Show right here on Radio ITG. The IP address, if you want to hop on right now, 66.246.72.134, port 27964. And Ken Jennings, if you don't get that information from Wolfside here, I will get it to you after the show is over. I can't do it right now. Plus, it's going to be posted here in a day or so, from what I was told. And the number 1 on our Urban Terror Top 5 this week. Last map I saw on the server was Drug Lord. Looked like it was about halfway through. Next map is Beta Crossing, or Crossing 3.0. So get off that crappy map and on to Crossing 3.0, which is a very cool map. Number 1, Netherlands versus Portugal. Coming up on Monday, Radio ITG. We'll be providing shoutcast coverage of the Gold Cup Final, Nations Cup 7, Netherlands versus Portugal. Should be a balls-to-the-wall match. Tune in for all the action beginning about 12:30 Pacific time. And when we return, we're going to check out the action from Germany, the Urban Radio Server of the Week, hosted by Wolfside at activewar.de. It's Oswald. Little Rush. We're coming right back. Radio ITG.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
Cold apparently, the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter
at this
very moment.
ITG.
And once again, welcome back to Urban Radio. It's Oswald with here, Radio ITG. Glad you could join us as I continue to trip over my tongue. I've dropped into the server for those of you who are on the server right now, and there's a couple of you. I see, 7 on 6, so we got 13, as we have String, Loki, McCam, LT1, GB, myself, and TS on the blue team, Yeti, Mutters, and Nox, Logical, Xena, and a Vendetta over on the red team. As I said, it is Poseidon. I know some of you have seen Poseidon before. It is the aquarium map here. The only thing I really don't like about it is all the blue walls. Especially for CTF, you sort of have to signify each side of the map, but I guess that's a minor issue. Does take a bit of teamwork here to get the flag, but nonetheless, not a bad-looking map, as we are on the server, as I said, playing right now. It is activewar.de. It is Wolf's U.S. server, so I recommend highly you check out the server, providing some good action here so far. His score is 2-1, as I can do nothing but die, which is what I'm pretty good at, dying. Server IP, if you missed it here just a few minutes ago, 66.246.72.134.279964. It is running custom maps, and that's one of the things that he does. He usually puts many custom maps on there. Does not really go with the standard Casa Ducks rotation. As I always see Spellbinder pimping it right there. Thank you much for that, Greg. Revile, Poseidon, Fort Horror, Big Sandy, Centro, Drug Lord UTR-3, Crossing 3-0, Demolition, Contrada, Superman B-3, Laneway 2, and Forest. Those are the maps that we are playing today. Poseidon is playing right now, so I suggest you drop in the game. Check out all the action, and we might drop back in a little bit later, but seeing as we have some issues with the upload here, we're going to drop out of the server and move forward into league news. As mentioned in the Urban Terror Top 5, there are back-to-back matches this week from Clan Base. Gold Cup taking place Monday, January 11th, beginning at 1 p.m. Pacific. That's 2100 GMT as Portugal goes up against the Netherlands. And then following on Tuesday, United Kingdom and Germany all set to play for the Bronze Cup. All the action right here will be live and uncensored on Radio ITG. I do understand that we will have GTV coverage, so hopefully that does not fall through. I keep hearing that we will have it, so hopefully I'll be able to get that information ahead of time so we don't have any issues like we did the last time we covered some Clan Base action. Looking at both... Actually, 8 weeks down, 2 weeks to go for both the Team Warfare League and the STA. Checking out CTFN Team Survivor action. They make their way towards the playoffs. Looking at the Rangers and SEALs division for CTF, all the clans still mathematically in the playoffs. Yes, even the clans with a single win, believe it or not, considering the top six clans from each division make the playoffs. And damn, it almost sounds like it's the NHL or NBA where virtually everybody makes it, even with a sub-500 record. But it's all about having fun. More people in, the more merrier are, the more fun we have. Looking at it realistically, though, Vex is the only undefeated clan, still 8-0, and I would venture to say probably the odds-on favorite in the Rangers division. Veneration and No Names both 7-1 atop the SEALs division. As we move towards Team Survivor, it's a bit more wide open as a few of the clans already eliminated from competition, but they could still play somewhat of a spoiler role. Seth Bicky Bearden and the Jambalaya Shop undefeated in the Rangers division at 7-0, while the SEALs division has Genesis at 8-0. There should be some good action with six clans back in action for the final two positions as we approach the playoffs. Over in the Stay League, Stronger Than All, Flags and Frags division are heating up, and there's a crowd at the top of the Frags League as five clans are tied at 5-2. That would be Black Ops Squadron, Genesis, Corrupted Asylum, Seth Bicky Bearden, and the Jambalaya Shop in ICU. One of the long-standing, long-time clans here for Urban Terror. Over in the Flags division, eight clans still vying for a shot at the playoffs. Blam, Team Terminal, and Vex are the favorites, and they are all on top at 6-1 in the playoffs. And next week, we're going to be talking to a special guest, our No Leaf Clover, going to drop on with me, and we're going to get his take on the league action from STA and TWL. Should be a good time. Hopefully, you guys will be able to tune in. And we're actually trying to coordinate some dual casts together from STA. I'm sure that's going to happen for the playoffs, but we'll have to wait and see how that shakes down. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher, LG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad damn by Rizzy. He's bounced with the rocket and Paul Walton to pick up that quad.
Or some of this.
Dirk Templar in flight, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Kyrgios. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a Dirk Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
And yes, you read that correctly. Oz is bringing back Radio Oz. It is all 80s with Oswald. Hopefully that'll happen in about 2 weeks. Still have some scheduling issues that we got to deal with here at Radio ITG, but rest assured, it is Radio Oz, the 80s. It is Oz style. Blanks knows all about it. And actually, Blanks is coming on after me here in about, an hour, maybe. Check out Blanks. The Pond Biggie of Internet Radio has it going on just after Urban Radio concludes. Hopefully, you guys will tune in for that. Blanks knows how to get a crowd going. So check his show out. He is the man. He's the F-bomb man. But I haven't heard an F-bomb from him recently. Anyways, coming up later today, Blanks, Pond Biggie of Internet Radio right here, Radio ITG. Hi, Brisk, still not back. Or, actually, I haven't talked to him, so we don't have another review this week. That's 3 weeks now. I'm going to have to fire him. Just kidding. He will be back, and when he is, we will get a new review. We did Poseidon as our first review. Some good information on that, and nothing this week, though. But if you have a map that you want reviewed, he and I, or he, will do that. So just drop me a line, oswald@planetquake.com. And if there's anything you would like to get on the air, be it clan information, server, just basic information, or just say, hey, Sid, we love you guys. You guys have done a good job. Drop me an email, oswald@planetquake.com. Very simple to remember. The radio show doesn't happen without the community, without the listenership. The mod doesn't happen without a community. So, you know, we're just trying to give something back to you guys for playing with us for playing with us. Yeah, you guys have been playing with us. Oh, baby, right there. I got to get out my moan from Trillion. Oh, maybe I'll find that at the next break. Anyway, send any of your information that you want on the air, oswald@planetquake.com. As I said last week, we did have a developers roundtable. It featured a couple members of Silicon Ice, LT1 Blade Killer. Who else? Rabid Cow was on there. Tub was on there. And I'm sure I'm going to forget somebody when I say that was all. But had a good time. We will be doing that again probably, I don't know, the next month or so. This time we're going to try to get 27 a microphone, because many questions that we received were code related, and why we don't want to inundate them with questions on code, like, is this going to be fixed? Is this going to be an option? Can we be able to do this? Will you be able to hit a wall? Is the broadside of the barn going to be, you know, questions, you know, get us some questions that are logical. I mean, he doesn't want to answer stupid questions. He wants to answer good questions. Oswald, use better voice quality next time you have team interviews. Hey, my voice is fine. What do you mean, use better voice quality? Believe me, Spellbinder and I and a couple other people tried to work all this out to get volumes reasonably close to one another. I'm not sure if it really quite worked, but I will work on that for the next time. And yes, it was TeamSpeak, and I know mine was okay, but, you know, hey, it's internet radio. I mean, what do you expect? I'm working on it here. I mean, if I could have them all call me and I could conference call everybody in, that would be great, but unfortunately, I'm short two things, a conversion box and an 800 number, so that's probably not going to happen. So we'll have to deal with it the best we can. We're going to move into our free-for-all segment here after this. We're going to break and then come back with Urban Trivia, which I figure is probably going to take just under an hour. So our free-for-all segment, I'm idling in Pound Urban Terror a couple weeks ago, excuse me, and a discussion ensues about the newly released Half-Life 2. As the discussion continues, someone makes a comment that they're a little upset because they have to keep the Half-Life 2 CD in the CD-ROM in order for a key check when playing online. Now, forgive me if I got any of these details wrong. I am basically just repeating what I heard in this channel. And this ignorant gamer is up in arms because he thinks it's ridiculous and he's going to return the game. I'm like, huh? Return the game because of the idea of using a CD as a key check? This is annoying. He continues to say he's going to wait until there's an illegally cracked version of Half-Life 2 and continue playing online. And is this the way that online community and online gaming is really going? I mean, asshat gamers who don't mind spending $50 on a game, but in order to play, you need to have a legit CD. Doesn't make sense, does it? Nah, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Developers and publishers are continually challenged, attempting to minimize the impact from the underbelly of pirating software. Now, I know it's never going to stop. There's always going to be that dark side that pirates software, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty of gamers out there to support it. But if you're willing to pay, why not play by the rules? Stop the complaining, stop trying to buck the system, and just play. Even as an amateur developer, Sid will not support someone who's running an illegally cracked version of Quake 3 Arena. We don't need to. I don't think any developer has a problem with fielding legit complaints. Sid doesn't, but when you start whining about the protection for online gameplay, maybe it's time to take back the game and return to FreeCell, because last time I checked, you don't actually need a CD key for that. When we return, we're going to come back, we're going to get into a little Urban Terror trivia. It's Oswald, this is Urban Radio, we're coming right back.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn. We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless crowd radio.
Just think, coming in 2 weeks, you get this.
This was the 80s as we knew it.
Guys, dig it.
And this is 80s Don Oz style. We can dance, we can dance, doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody move with your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Slayer knows all about the stroking. Stroke it there, Slayer boy.
It's Radio Oz, Radio ITG.
Yeah, that's right. You get that in about 2 weeks right here on Radio ITG, and I can't wait to start that. But we're not doing that right now. No, we are not doing Radio Oz right now. It's time for Little Urban Terror Trivia. That's right, baby. In place of the development update this week, we're going to be playing Urban Terror Trivia. Consider me Alex Trebek, the host of Urban Terror Trivia, but instead of giving you the answers, I'm going to field and give you the questions. Before we play, we must lay down some of the ground rules. First, trivia segment is going to be divided into 3 weeks. If you count to three, put your fingers up in the air. One, two, three. We'll take the top two listeners who score the most correct answers this weekend, and the two listeners who score the most correct answers next weekend. So obviously, if you win this weekend, you do not need to participate next weekend, as you will already be in the final round in 2 weeks. Trivia contests open up to anyone listening and idling in Pound Urban Terror. This is only IRC channel that is going to be monitored for the correct answers. We're going to be asking 10 questions. First person to respond and type the correct answer is going to receive the point. If you got it, let's play Urban Trivia. All right, I'm glad we could do this. I know people have been asking about this for some time now, so if you guys are all set, I know it's going to take a little bit of time here, but we'll get through it. There's only 10 questions. First person to answer the question in a Pound Urban Terror, do not send me a private message. Do not email it to me. Do not tell your best friend to give it to me. First person to answer this question in Pound Urban Terror with a response will get a point. First question up on the docket. Question number one. What was the release date of Urban Terror Beta 1.0? And we wait. Oh, damn. Those were both the same. I had the TikTok sound there. Wrong. 615. Wrong. Is not right. Thank you for playing. We will not take any more answers from you. First question, as I said, I dropped it there in Pound Urban Terror. What is the release date of Urban Terror Beta 1? As I see everybody quickly going to the README file. Where is it? Where is it? What's the date? What's the date? You guys are going to have to be a little quicker than this. I hope you know. ITG blanks. Wrong. And we do have a winner. It is 8-5-2002. That is correct. August 5th, 2000. So there is 1 point, and we will take his name down and move on to question number two. If you're ready for question number two. And believe me, they get a little bit easier. Blanks, you do own. I've never doubted you owning. Question number two coming up. Question number two. What is the Urban Terror slogan? There's a question. Yeah, I'm trying to find it for you, Blanks. Why do you do this? Give me a minute, man. Question number two. What is the Urban Terror slogan? Should be an easy one. We say it all the time. Yeah, we say it all the time. And who did it? Yeah, illogical. Very quick there. Where Quake meets reality. Illogical is correct. Illogical now has 1 point. And we have two guys with 1 point. Illogical and Zinxus. I'm going to hope is how his name is pronounced. Zinxus? I'm probably wrong, but you know what? That's how I am with names, so we'll have to deal with it, right? Yeah, we will. And this quick piece going out to my brother from another mother, Blanks. So that is Blanks. That is the Foghorn. And where is Fumla? Well, Fumla is not around. No Fumla today. Question number three. We have two gamers tied with one apiece. Question three should be a fairly simple, straightforward answer if you've been in the community for any length of time. Question number three is going to ask, who's your daddy? No, I'm kidding. That's not question number three. Question number three, what is the mascot of Silicon Ice Development? What is, or who is, the mascot of Silicon Ice Development? You guys are on the clock. Answer it quickly. Miak, Coinberg, not right. Duckett, not right. You guys are going to have to be better than that. Juha gets it right. The Exploding Monkey. The Exploding Monkey is and has always been our mascot. And if you don't know why that is, well, we had a, and I'm sure we still have it somewhere out there. We still have an animated GIF of a monkey from Monkey Island blowing up. So it's always been our mascot. We're sort of stuck with it. Yes, I know we had the Duckett who goes meak on the website for quite a while. I will have to get the link to you guys. It's hilarious. It says Silicon Ice Development, the monkey blows up. Very cool. You guys, I've dropped that link in here so many times, it makes my ass hurt. What do you mean you've never seen it? Come on now. I thought you guys knew trivia. Oh, and I should say, in case of a tie with more than two people, we will go into a special lightning round. How's that? Sounds good. I don't think we'll have a tie. Question number four coming at you here in just a moment. Question number four, as we have now three gamers tied with 1 point apiece. Question number four. What map can you hear all your base or belong to us in? What map can you hear all your base or belong to us in? As you guys all go on the clock, who's going to be the fastest to type the map in? It is going to be... Wrong. Army's not right. Sorry, Mr. Sentry. Play again. Wrong. You know, nope. Casa's not right. And Slayer gets it right. Rommel is the correct answer. Now, this is the map I had in mind, so if you guys have some map named Army, I've never heard about it. So, we will give that one to Slayer. Slayer is now on the board. He does have 1 point, amazingly. I don't know how he did that, to be honest with you. But, nonetheless, he is on the board. We're almost at the halfway point. In the water. Oh, am I wrong? In the water? Tank? You know what? Now I think about it, you know, maybe that's not right. Am I right? All your base... Now, what's in the water, then? What's in the water? Oh, Coinbird says. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry, Slayer. Lose that question. You don't get a point. That's a bad question from Oswald. So we will throw that question out. I'm going to have to get another question. Sorry, Slayer. You lose your point. I had the wrong answer. Coin bird's in the water. I'm going to take a quick break. Let me throw one more question in the pool here. I'm coming right back. I'm not clueless. Bite me.
And let's see. Who wants wheat eye off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants...
Who wants wheat eye off the air?
I don't want wheat off the air.
That means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ICG.
And just like that, the host loses a point. I'm sorry. I guess I should have gone in the game and actually looked at that to begin with. I was thinking the right thing. I was thinking Rommel. I was thinking of the right spot. I just had the wrong phrase. But I can't award that to you. Call it a party foul on my end. What can I say? Yeah, minus one to Oz. Anyway. On with the show. Slayer, it couldn't happen to a better guy. At least you can laugh about it. And at least there's not going to be any money like exchange between you and me. I'm not smoking anything. I'm drinking my diet water here. How's that? Eating my salad and my quiche. Anyways, Oswald back with you as we continue on with Urban Terror Trivia. Xenix, Illogical, and Juha all tied with one apiece. As we go to question four, seeing as I had to throw the previous question number four out, because I was an asshat and had the wrong question. Now, what can I say? Sorry. Question number four, one more time. Question number four is going to read, and it will be right because I counted them. How many different versions of Urban Terror have there been? This is based on what I read, and very good. 3.7. That's wrong. You guys are just going to keep guessing. I should just let you guess, shouldn't I? Come on, guys. How many versions of Urban Terror have there been? 1.337? No, 90. No, 14. No, 18. Nope, wrong. 9, 7, 8. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Dude, I know nobody reads it. I know nobody reads the readme, and that's where it was. 20 versions of Urban Terror since 2000 that we have had, and I'm sure Zinx got that just because he typed a random number in. But you know what? He got the answer right. He now has 2 points. Congratulations to him. As we move on to the halfway point, question number five is being loaded. Question number five, another simple question. You guys should know this based on last week. I need a point. Question number five. Simple question. What country do Tub and 27 come from? Where do they live? Austria? Wrong. Australia? Correct. Australia is correct. Illogical. Australia. Close. I thought we were going to have a 3-1 advantage here, but no, he came up a bit short. You can't stop at Austria. That's in Europe, dude. You know that. Okay, Austria, that goes to Illogical as he now goes into the lead here with 2 points as well, tied. So we have two guys with 2 points. Sorry, I don't have any T-shirts. T-shirts may come in mid-January. Come on, Oz. What? Austria. Now, if you type .au, I could have accepted that for Australia, but... Austria. You typed Austria. Not Australia. Austria. Going back and looking. Austria. So, I can't take that. I mean, if you would have put A-U-S-T-R-A-L, I mean, I could have mistaken that for Australia, but nope. Pwned. Play again. Thank you. That's question number five. Question number six being loaded in the cannon right now. Question number six, another easy question. And we can take either name here, okay? This answer is going to have two names. Who created the Urban Terror theme song? Zero on the clock. Very good answer. Barbecue is correct. Illogical. Another point. He goes up with 3 points now, but remember, we take the top two. So all of you are not out of it, as we still have a couple questions left. And we have 4 questions left, so it's still anybody's game. So stay with us here. We're going to continue on with the points. You know, I guess I should have done that. Make more points the further you go in the round. So one person will answer one question. But that's not right. That's not right. We won't do it that way. Question number six coming up here. As we have Illogical with three, Zinxus with two, Juha with one, and Slayer just owned. And Oz with minus one. What can I say? I forgot. Question number seven is getting ready. What was the last weapon introduced to Urban Terror? The last weapon introduced. The Negev. Zinxus right again. He's owning all you guys. Negev is right. M4 is not right. M4 was brought back, but it was not a new weapon. Gotta read the question, jerky. So, I'm just having fun. Zinxus gets it right one more time. If I'm pronouncing your name wrong, forgive me. Question number eight. Question number eight. Can you handle it? I don't know. Question number eight. You know, let me reshuffle the questions. How's that, huh? Should I reshuffle the questions? Put some easier ones in them for you? If you get a Protocol 68 error, how to resolve it? Very simple. Protocol 68, what is it? How do you do to resolve it? Update Q3. Ooh. Do we take update Q3? I don't. You know, we're going to have to go to the judges on this one. We're going to go to the judges. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break here. We're going to play a little Jesus Christ post Soundgarden. When we come back, we'll have an answer for you. It's Urban Radio.
Tune in, listen, play.
Radio ITG.
And once again, welcome back to Urban Radio with your host, Alec Trebek, right here, Radio ITG. We are playing trivia. I'm glad you can be part of the show. And I must say, I do feel bad for Slayer. He's got pwned twice now. But you know what? Sucks, doesn't it? We're going to continue on. And as we do, I was wrong. I said 10 questions. We have 15. So for those of you who thought you were going to be done here in two questions, not the case. You guys are having a good time. Coming back from break, we're going to give that last question, which was, if you get a Protocol 68 error, how do you resolve it? We're going to give that answer to Jagged. Update Quake 3 will be accepted. You could have also said update to the 1.32 point release, which is basically update Quake 3. So we are going to give him that. Sorry to whoever got it wrong. So what can we say? Let's continue on. Question number, I think this is 9. Let's see, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, this is question number 9. I'm sure you guys are going to get tired of this song here very quickly. I know I am. Question number 9. What are the male and female model names? What are the male and female model names for Quake 3 Urban Terror? Orion and Athena is correct. Illogical is correct. No, Sasha and Alexei are for ETUT. I can't accept that answer. So, another point for Illogical. As Illogical looking to make his name and case known here for the final round. Doing a good job. He's leading right now. He does have 4 points. Zinxus right behind him with 3. Juha with 1. And Jagged with 1. Question number 10, the big 1-0. Who's going to get question 10 right? Question number 10, who's the most recent addition to Silicon Ice Development? Wrong, it is not Tub. Ken Jennings is correct. LT1 is the newest member. Very close, but Ken Jennings, squad leader, does get the point. I believe that's who it is, right? That is squad leader, not Ken Jennings. I'm going to type down squad leader. As he gets 1 point. LT1 is the newest member of Silicon Ice Development. Very good. This one's going to make you think, and I don't know if you guys are up to thinking right now. I know for some of you it's past bedtime, and I'm sure Mommy's calling one of you guys to go to bed. Flux. Yeah. Flux hasn't done anything on the mod in about 4 years. Question number 11. Who thinks they know question 11? Just think, 11. That's double ones. That means we're going to ask for two answers on this one. Name the two bases in the Level Sands. What are they called? And red and blue is not a right answer. You guys better fire up Sands and find out the name. Yep, that's right. Hurry up and go find out the two bases. And spelling does... Iraq and Iran don't count. I'm sorry. North and South don't count. Red and blue don't count. Even and odd don't count. Yeah. There's... Now, I told you, red and blue does not count, dude. Hobbs, come on now. What are the two bases in the Level Sands called? There are names in there. That's right. If Ken Jennings doesn't know one and doesn't know it, nobody knows it. So, this one may stump you. This could have been a Final Jeopardy question right here. This was actually a really good question, too. Yeah, it's funny. All those people who used to play at Sands 24-7, and now they can't remember the name of the two bases. And actually, yep, close to yes, but not really close. Mine and yours is not right, poop. You guys are lame. Come on now, this is taking like 5 minutes. Nobody wants to continue listening to the Urban Terror, the Urban Terror trivia song. I just stole that. Nobody wants to continue listening to the Jeopardy trivia song. Yeah, there is a little bit of lag. Who's going to get the congrats? Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. You can't start it in dev mode. You got to find a server. Oh, you guys have fun with this. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back. It's Oslo. This is Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG.
This is Radio ITG.
Well, that was quick, and we still have no winner. Come on, guys. You know, I can remember people playing Sands 24-7. 24-7. I'm in there, Sprint. I'm there in spirit. Yes, you are, squad leader. You are there in spirit. You do have 1 point. I thank you for that. Still, nobody has an answer. How long does it take you guys to... Yeah, Law Warzone. That's what I was talking about. How long does it take you guys to fire up Quake 3, spawn in both bases? And Illogical is correct. Talikistan and Krigrania. Those are the two bases. Jeez. Anybody else even close to that? I don't think so. Illogical gets another point, and I think we can see the way this is going. Illogical beginning to run away with it. You knew it was with a T and a K for Team Kill. Very good to you, Haxer. Very good to you. We're down to the final two questions, and we're not down to the final two questions. What do you mean, final two questions? Next question coming up here. And server admins. No, I'm not going to say that. Not going to say that. What is this? Question 11, 12, 13? Is this question 12? 13? Yeah, it's question 12. Question number 12 coming at you. If you wanted to play capture and hold, on what game type would it be? Game types. Logical, fast on the keyboard, and he pushes the correct number. Congrats again to Illogical. Six is right. He's cheating. No, he just has the manual open. Do you guys ever think about using the manual? I'm just kidding. Illogical once again, and this is becoming old news here. Why does he keep getting all these right? Question 13. And for those of you who don't win this week, well, remember, you can come back next week and... Well, no, there's no reason to disqualify him. At this point, there probably is, but no. Question number 13. Yeah, don't send him the questions before I send it to you. I see how it is. Question 13. What game studio hired Apoxel and Sweet Nuts? Question 13. Who knows it? Juha is correct. Juha fast on the draw. He is correct. It is Raven. Raven did hire both Apoxel And Sweet Nuts, congratulations to Juha. Now, this is another straightforward question, but we'll see who gets this one. Question number 14. Rommel by Barbecue was created based on what movie? As you all scramble for the keyboard, who's going to type it in first? Come on, come on, come on. I know somebody's going to get it. Who's it going to be? Saving a Private Ryan is correct. Zinxus has it. Nice job. Just to beat out a couple of other answers there. And we're down to our 15th and final question here. 15th and final question. You know, we may actually change this up for next week. Maybe take the top four total point getters. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. Here's the last question for you. Question number 15. Name the two original coders of Urban Terror. That's right. The two original coders of Urban Terror. Oh, this is going to throw people for a loop. I know it. 27 was not an original coder. Come on, guys. Name the two original coders for Urban Terror. I'll give you a hint. One of them coded the bots. One coded the bots, the other coded the gameplay. Nope, Bot Killer is not right. Come on. .exe was a mapper. Crystal, nope. Illogical has half the answer right. Cowan Wetwired, moo, no, not right. Hycian 27, no, those are the newest ones. Apoxel is not right. Bot Killer is not right. Sir Chumps, Dr. 8 is right. Dr. 8 is right. Apoxel, no. Bot Killer, no. Come on now. Come on. You guys have half the answer right, some of you. And Sir Chumps was also an animator, so no, Sir Chumps was not one of the original coders. Something 27, no blanks. Illogical is correct. It has got to be KD and a Dr. 8. Congrats to Ilo again. And Ilo basically cleaned up here in the first round. As he, we're going to tally the points up here in just a moment. Illogical, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Illogical with 7 total points. So Illogical looks like he's going to move on to the next round, as is Zinxus. He's got 1, 2, I believe he's got 4. So those are going to be our two winners for this week. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on this edition of Urban Radio. We'll have some more information from the contest here for next week. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio. We're coming right back. And I do want to give a quick shout out to Pound Noob Squad, Pound N00BSQAD. Join it if you want to learn how to play Urban Terror. Thanks to Poes Poop for that. Well, the time has come to hang up the microphone for yet another week. Very pleased with the continued support we see for the radio show. Although I'd like to get some more community input to help spawn some of the show segments, so if you'd like to provide any content for the show, please let me know. I'm willing to listen to any and all ideas out there. Remember, coming up on Monday, Radio ITG will be covering Netherlands versus Portugal. Be sure to tune in for some of the best European Urban Terror action around. Tuesday comes the Bronze Cup match, United Kingdom versus Germany. Next week, we'll be playing round two of Urban Terror Jeopardy, Urban Terror Trivia. Top two listeners with the most correct answers will move into the final round. And as I do every week, I am looking for a new sponsor for the Urban Radio Server of the Week this week. Once again, thanks to Wolfsai Active War for the U.S. server. Great time, all who have played. If you want to fire me off an email, it's oswald@planetquake.com. And be sure to check out the new ETUT Diary entry. That'll either be up later tonight or tomorrow. And that's going to do it for this week. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Congrats to our two winners this week, Illogical and Xenix from Urban Terror Jeopardy. Be sure to tune in next week, back to our regularly scheduled time, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. 00 GMT. For Urban Radio, it's Oswald. We'll see you next time.
that's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.